Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Great to see you. Jason Carter here. It's always wonderful to spend some time with you. And up first today, the power of your mind. Now, your mind's a powerful tool, but how do we use it to its utmost potential? Our first guests have the answer. Called the world's number one resilience coaches by Apple News, Wall Street Journal bestselling authors Steph and Shay help everyday people, business leaders, and high performers increase their mental toughness and emotional resilience through their Mind Power coaching programs. And they join us live in studio now to share how they do that. Steph, Shay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
You know, the conversation around mindfulness and the power of your mind is ever evolving. We talk about manifestation.
Yep.
How your thoughts create your reality, but people still don't believe it. What are they missing?
Oh man. Well, it's having mind power, right? Which we talk about is having that mental toughness and emotional resilience, which mental toughness is about having unwavering strength of mind, and emotional resilience is not being a prisoner to your negative emotions.
We talk about the soft life and grace and all those things and how you should not be your own enemy. And I get that.
Yeah.
But existing in the world that we live in, you have to have that mental acuity. You have to be tough. Yep. How do we cultivate that?
I think whenever it comes down to it, the goal is about being calm, cool-headed, and in control. I mean, listen, in the world today, people are so chronically stressed. A recent study said that 35% of the world is chronically stressed. United States, almost leading the pack at 55%.
No shocker.
Insane. What is it costing the American economy? $1 trillion.
Right. I find that the hardest thing or the first step is always the hardest step to take because people are in denial too.
Yeah, they are.
Ego enters quickly, right? We're like, I've got this. What do you mean I'm stressed out? I'm an overachiever.
That's like them taking this rug, lifting it up, sweeping all of their problems
100%.
Underneath the rug.
Yeah, and then I can't see it, so it must not be there.
Here's the reality. So most people, what they're doing is they're running away from their demons to try to make them go away.
Right.
What they have to do is stop, turn around, and actually hug their demons. Then they'll go away. That's the only way that they'll go away.
You both vibrate with such positive energy. When did you know, Shay, that this was a calling for you both? When did you know that you could make a difference, that this was needed?
Yeah, it was in my late 20s. I had a massive health transformation and I lost a bunch of weight. I became a fitness model and people started coming to me saying, you know, how can you help me do that? And that's when I realized I need tools to be able to help people to master their mind power, to get in control of their mental toughness and their emotional resilience, to be able to achieve the things they want to in life. And so that's when we embarked into our journey of really helping people. And our mission is to impact the lives of 1 billion people by helping them increase their mental toughness and emotional resilience. And that's a goal bigger than us. Like 1 billion people, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yep.
That gets us moving, going every day when we get out of bed, we got to do something to move that needle forward so that we can impact more people. Because look outside, things are crazy.
Beyond, that's an understatement.
And we want to help.
I have to ask because we see a litany of courses and coaches who do the same thing.
Yeah.
You both are unique. I mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
Yep.
How do you stand out? How do you rise above in that sea of people who claim to do this that may not have the same results but are still getting people to attach to their notions, buy into what they're selling?
Yeah.
I mean, three things. First and foremost, again, experience. 81% of coaches fail in 3 years. Mm. And these are good people that want to make a positive impact.
Gifted, they're talented.
Oh, and it drives us nuts. It's why we had to create a 12-week coaching academy to teach people actually how to coach and a good system for coaching. So for us, we've got experience, no side hustle, 100% focused. Our mission drives us. I mean, every morning I'm thinking to myself, mission 1 billion, mission 1 billion, mission 1 billion. And so it's the experience. It's also the how. A lot of people talk about airy-fairy concepts, which are great and they're true. Like, you know, focus on it and you'll attract it. Very true,
but how? If people knew how to do it.
They would do it.
They would do it already.
Hallelujah.
How to actually attract things, and it's actually through massive action.
Yes.
And then number three, a lot of individuals are goal focused. That's great, but you also need to be problem focused. What's keeping you from getting to your goals and seek to get rid of them?
So you can
Those
eliminate
are the three
that.
Big differences that we do with Mind Power Coaching.
Mind Power Coaching, Steph and Shay, where can they go to make that transformation?
They should go to mindpowerbook.com. Listen, our book is a Wall Street Journal bestseller. It sold over 100,000 copies. You can't go wrong, and counting, of course. And we're actually buying everybody a copy of the book. They just have to go to mindpowerbook.com. It's $30 on Amazon. They go to mindpowerbook.com, cover the cost of shipping. We ship you a copy of the book. That will be
Beautiful.
The beginning of their mind power journey.
Yes, it is.
Steph, Shay, this has been powerful. Thank you so much for your time with us on ISF.
Thank you.
Go to the website. They will give you the book. Take that first step. Change your life. All the best, you too.
Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners. It's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.